more people turned out to vote, this will have an impact, won't it?
It doesn't surprise me. I think people have been very engaged with this. It hasn't been a normal election. It's been very much personality driven. But the turnout in some places is quite astonishing. Now, I think what we should look for in that turnout, because here is perhaps the most significant factor of all, the nationalist vote has been going down time after time in recent elections. It appears as if that has stopped, and it's just how much that has been reversed, I think, will have a big impact on the overall result. I know phoning around the parties, of course, as you've said there to Bill White, it's very early days, but I do detect, particularly in the Sinn Féin ranks, a real air of optimism that they're going to have a very successful day. The DUP are being quite cautious, but that's understandable. And although it's 5 seats instead of 6, people would be rash to make predictions because transfers, if anything, are even more important this time. And I think there could be quite a few surprises when it comes to the 5th seat.
You've got a lot of coverage. Tell me about what you'll be doing.
Yeah, we're on air at about 5 to 2, Frank, and we're on really then until 6:30, and then we're back at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow morning we're on at 10:20 to 1:30, and then on Sunday we have a special looking back, that's at 1:30, and we'll be on for about an hour and a half.
And you think you'd have an absolutely clear picture later on Saturday?
I think Saturday morning, Saturday lunchtime, we'll have a fair idea of where we are.
Okay, Ken, thank you.